We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Indiana's plan to move to the next phase of reopening, essentially wide open, is being put on hold. The governor's concerned about the recent spikes in the pandemic. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the story.
Governor Eric Holcomb said the virus is on the prowl, and instead of moving to stage 5, it will be stage 4.5, meaning most things will stay the same for the next 2 weeks.
We just have to accept the fact, more than recognize it, but accept it, that again, this virus is on the prowl, and it is moving, and it's moving even within our borders in different counties in our state, different positivity rates, and we are living on this on virus time, so to speak.
Holcomb also announced a new campaign called Mask Up Hoosiers, encouraging people to wear them. The state's public health commissioner, Dr. Christina Box, noted requiring masks in certain situations would probably backfire and cause more people not to wear them. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.